Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you as always every Saturday right here on Lifestyle from 1 till 2. On the show today, we're going to talk about lots of stuff because, you know, we always get great guests that hopefully give you information you can use throughout your week and through your life. Tracy Gibson is a life coach. She's going to talk about finding your core values. And I was at an event last month and heard her talk and some simple exercises to really see kind of what matters to you and to help you make some decisions when you know what your core values are. Hillary Lewis is going to talk about an indoor tailgate party that's coming up, a dance that you can come to. It's going to be lots of fun and it helps support the Mount Doug Rams, who always need your help. Janet Young is here from All Organized Storage. And of course, this time of year is when we want to get our storage needs dealt with. Maybe we have our summer and our fall stuff. We need to get our clothes sorted out. We need to get our patio stuff organized. She's going to help us with that. Also, Ron Fraser from London Drugs is going to help us talk about our technological challenges, which maybe we need some new equipment, our kids need new stuff for school. What do we really need to get started for this time of year? But first we have Janet Young. How are you, Janet?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Good to talk to you. Now, I know you're on holiday right now, so you know, maybe you don't want to talk about storage, but I assume storage goes with you wherever you go.
Oh, it does. It does. Yeah, we always have to pack things, which means we have to get things into small spaces.
Absolutely. And I imagine your business this time of year, whether it's September or January, they're both sort of very important times when it comes to that kind of nesting feeling or change feeling where we want to get rid of something and we're ready for a new menu items, maybe get rid of the barbecue again, get back to cooking different things, our stuff. We want to get rid of some of the summer stuff, put away the patio stuff. Where do we start? I know on your page, All Organized Storage, on the internet, there's 5 tips to reduce clutter and get organized. I guess that's where you start, isn't it?
Yes, yes. The first thing is not to have that clutter in your life because it's just taking space that you don't need,
yeah.
And it just adds to your stress level. So if you can get rid of that, you don't have to deal with it again.
Right. And I think, you know, I mean, you see it all the time. Storage is becoming crazy. You go to the middle of nowhere in this country and you see a storage locker. I mean, it's a huge business that people are just storing stuff they don't even ever look at.
Well, unfortunately, people buy things to feel better, whether they need it or not.
Yeah.
They sort of use shopping as a therapy, and it's actually weighing them down. So there's no point having something unless you can actually use it.
Okay.
And do use it.
Right. And when you are doing that, you know, a place for everything. So even if you're storing it, you need to know what are some of the tips that you're going to be storing those things.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you have to assess how much room you have to store, and you can't put more than what you have room for. People often come and look at it, say they want to do their closet, and then I look at it and I go, you've got way too much stuff. I can't change the size of the box. You've got to deal with the stuff that you're going to be putting in that box. So you really need to let go of stuff that you're not going to use. First thing to look at is when did you use it last? Particularly clothing, particularly for women, have an issue with clothing and shoes where they haven't worn it for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. They have 3 sizes of clothes. They have the big stuff. I call them their fat clothes, and then they have their skinny clothes, and then they have what they're wearing now. They really should be getting rid of the fat clothes. Don't set them up for failure because they're just
have squishy clothes, something in between.
Yeah.
Actually, last week we had some guests on, Tracy from Niche Magazine, talking about color coding, and I kind of did a bit of that in my wardrobe, and even if you get organized and put things in light categories kind of helps.
Yeah, well, some people like to put their outfits together. So if they have a pair of pants and a shirt that they wear together, they often like to put them together. Or you can put them by shirts, by pants, or by colors, all the greens, all the blues, all the pinks. Often by putting it by colors, you realize that you have 10 pair of black pants. Who needs 10
I thought
pairs
that
of
was
black
really
pants?
Interesting what colors you have, because
yeah.
I hadn't really ever paid attention to that, but a lot of white, a lot of black,
mm-hmm. bit a lot of
pink.
Of neutrals.
Yeah, right? exactly. So you kind of know what to buy. And I guess if you do buy, the in and out rule applies.
Yes, yes, certainly. But before the in and out rule, you really have to get rid of what you have or
right.
don't use, right? And what doesn't fit. Yes, we all want to lose the weight that we want to lose, but we really have to really live in the now because mm-hmm. it's the now that makes our life enjoyable. It's not the future. It's not the past. It's the now.
And there's so many people that can use what you're not using instead of just having it sit in your cupboard.
Yes. Often, right now, we have a lot of seniors in Victoria. A lot of them are in the process of downsizing. And they need to ask their family members if they want something, not just to give it to them, but ask them. So you might have this special pot that you make soup in, and you might want to pass that on to a granddaughter or a daughter if she wants it. But you're probably not going to be making that huge pot of soup when there's only one person or two people living in the house. So you have to really live for your current lifestyle.
Yeah, and I'm part of the West Shore Senior Services, and I know there's so much downsizing always going on, especially in this town, because we have so many multi-generations that are always, you know, changing and adapting their lifestyles. So absolutely deal with it as you're going. I know that we always try and give a gift of something, a piece of jewelry, something that maybe our parents had or we have that to our kids for different birthdays, because there's no point in saving it all up and, you know, maybe losing it or whatever.
Yeah, and then if you don't see it, you forget you have it, too. So often when you're going through your stuff, you realize there's something that you really love that you haven't used because you've forgotten you have it because you can't see it.
Absolutely. And that leads to right now with the clothing. So if we're going to go through it, I guess you don't want to just buy a bunch of containers for your clothing. Say you're going to swap out some of the, you know, summer bathing suits and shorts and stuff until you know where you're going to put those items.
Correct. It's got to fit the space where you're going to put it, whether it's that top shelf or whether you have some space in the basement. It's always good to have containers that are actually clear versus solid colors so that at least at a glance you can find something you're looking for. So if you suddenly decide in February you're going for this trip to a sunny place that you want all your summer stuff, that you can find it really quickly as well.
Right, and if you've gone through that stuff this time of year, you know, if you haven't worn it this summer, maybe before you put it in that bin, get rid of stuff.
Certainly.
And do you store it like a certain way? Do you have to put paper between each item, or is there a certain way to store the clothing?
The most important thing is to actually make sure that it's clean before you put it away.
Okay.
So sweat and residues actually attract moths. And so the moths, especially for wool, it will go after it. You're not putting wool away this time of year, of course. But no, it's more of what you feel more comfortable with. It's probably better to store things in like places that you're going to take it out. So if you have blouses, put all the blouses together. So when you take them out, you're going to put them all in your closet or your T-shirts. You're going to put them all in the same space. So it's easier when you're switching things over that like things are together.
Right. And under the bed is a great option, isn't it, too? Because you have that space that if things are loose and rolling around, it's not great. So if you have some of these containers, it's a good place to use that unutilized area.
Yeah, but you have to be careful about under the bed because it's really dark and it can be dusty. So you want to make sure that you actually have containers that close so that your stuff doesn't get dusty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of ugly when you look under your bed sometimes. It is a bit of a scary spot. And what about the sweaters and stuff that you're maybe bringing back into the fold? You were saying, what about these old products that smelt like mothballs? Do people still use that anymore?
No.
No.
Well, some of the seniors do, but I don't encourage it. Rather, using cedar and herbal sachets are a better option for them. But more important is to get them into a container that's zippered or airtight so that the moths can actually get in, so you don't have to use those smelly items.
And what about those things that make the bags small and stuff? Do you like those that take the air out and...
Yeah, I do.
Flatten stuff?
Because they are airtight.
Right.
Right? If you're taking the air out, you know it's airtight and the moths won't get in there.
So that's a good thing. When we come back to, I want to talk about patios, all the cushions, because nowadays, you know, it's not just one or two cushions. Everything has a cushion. The barbecue, the furniture you might want to leave out. We come back with Janet more about how to store all your patio stuff.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Test driving the all-new Lexus IS is easy. Turn right out of the dealership and head towards a sense of oneness with the road. Hang a left when your pupils dilate and the hairs on your neck go electric. merge with a feeling of power and control. Then return to the dealership and bask in the afterglow. Sport-tuned suspension, aggressive body lines. Come see how it feels.
Lease a 2014 Lexus IS for only $535 per month with zero down for 48 months at 3.9% APR. See newspaper or visit Metro Lexus for more details.
Your pet doesn't speak English, but you understand.
Hungry again?
Okay, let's cuddle.
I'll get the frisbee.
Pets West understands, and they know how to keep your pets safe and happy this summer. Do you have a hot dog? Pets feeling the heat? Come to Pets West for refreshing products like cooling pet beds, cool vests and life vests, water toys, and much more. And don't forget to check out their huge selection of supplies, food, and toys. Pets West, committed to your pet and the community since 1989.
Need a ride downtown?
Call 382-2222.
Gotta get to the ferry?
Call 382-2222. Call Bluebird Cabs today.
It's easier than ever to get in touch and get home safe. Download the Bluebird Cabs app to your smartphone and order a cab and track its arrival, all from the palm of your hands. Call Bluebird Cabs, 382-2222.
When you need something for your RV, you can buy it without even having to leave your house. Introducing Tom's RV's online store, rvsuperstorecanada.ca. They have basically everything. Camping chairs, sewing
kits, ladders, chocks, mats, awnings, covers, hitches, levels, mirror extensions, vent covers, LED lights, wire hoses, sewer chemicals, barbecues, books,
and pretty much everything else you can think of. And you can get it shipped right to your door or pick it up in-store. rvsuperstorecanada.ca. Do it now. Do it better. At Tom's RV Service and Supplies, off Jaclyn in Langford.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack here on Lifestyle, CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. Later on this segment, we'll talk to Ron Fraser from London Drugs Computers later in the show, Tracy Gibson, and then Hillary Lewis talking about the Rams dance. Right now, Janet Young is with us talking from All Organized Storage, and we're going to talk about patios and the cushions, all those big items that we want to deal with before it gets too wet.
Yes. The important thing to do when you're, before you put them away is actually make sure that they're totally dry. You don't want to put them in your shed if there's moisture when they're wet, because they're going to mold over the winter, and
right.
Nothing worse than that.
That's right, yeah, because this time of year maybe gets a bit damp and you don't think about that, but to bring them inside for a while and dry them out thoroughly?
Yes.
Okay.
Or I'll put them out in the sun and dry them out thoroughly and put them away when they're nice and dry. And once they're dry, to actually put them in a sealed bag if you're going to put them out in the shed where there's a lot of moisture. Because, again, the moisture will create mold, right?
Absolutely. And what about the furniture? Do we put covers? A lot of these big pieces we don't really want to bring inside, but we do get a lot of rain and can get some snow.
Yes, we can. It depends on what they're made out of, whether they need to be covered or not. If it's plastic, the cold will make them brittle, and you'll sit on them in the next spring, and they're going to break. So, again, you want to get them out of the UV.
Well, we'll have to remember that. It wasn't the weight. It was they were brittle. Gotcha. Okay. That's why the chair broke.
Well, yeah, because plastic goes brittle over time with the UV. Actually breaks it down. Right. So if at all possible, and I'm sure your neighbors would appreciate it too, if you could get it out of sight as well. If they're looking into your yard or your patio, if you're not using it, try and get it out of sight if you can.
Right. And barbecues and stuff, I guess you can leave them out, but again, you should have them covered?
I barbecue all year long.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Barbecue is one of the healthier ways to eat. It gets rid of a lot of the fat, and as long as you're not burning it again.
Right.
The burn makes it carcinogenic. But so we use our barbecue all year long. So if you want to eat healthier and it's very enjoyable, I'd keep your barbecue out, but try and get it undercover so that you enjoy it more over the wintertime.
And there are covers as well, too, right, in case
yes.
it does, so you don't wreck those nice stainless steel finishes.
And yes.
And one last talk before we go. Your office or, say, a dorm room, kids are moving to dorms this time of year. What kind of products can we use to maximize storage and keep things containerized somewhat?
Clear bins are great for things that they don't use all the time, but they can see. Portable shelving units. Where they can put things in. Unfortunately, dorms are pretty tiny sometimes. Plus, a shelving unit might allow them to have a microwave in there so they can have some warm snacks and eat a little bit better. There's all kinds of things that they could do. I just need to know how much space they have, and I can help them with that and see what kind of stuff that they have as well. Some kids would have more sports equipment, like some of the athletes that are going to university. So I have some options for that as well. And again, it's for comfort, and you want to be able to control your space so you can move around there.
And the office, you know, maybe we want to get a home office going or get our business producing more. An organized office helps. Stuff at eye level that you have for storage, and what about the shelves, and what do we put on those?
Well, I have all kinds of, again, different containers. I've got some different baskets, stacking units that you can use to put papers and files and stuff, so at a glance. You can have different sections for different projects that you're working on. Have a file in a day system where you keep track of your papers, so you can file it by month, file it by day, so that when it's the fifth of the month, you have the papers you need for the day of the fifth. So if you know you're going to be dealing with something on a specific day, you can file it under that day. So all kinds of tips for that. Office is more of a personal thing. We can also build nice filing cabinets and workspaces and all that, so that they have a nice area to work in. They're comfortable as well.
Perfect. I think you have lots of ideas today. How do people get a hold of you, Janet, if they want to know more about what you have?
They can go to my website, allorganizedstorage.ca. They can come by my store at 337 Oh, Tennyson Avenue. Unfortunately, I'll be closed in the next week. I've taken a week off. I find that usually that first week in September, with everybody trying to get back to school, I don't see a lot of traffic, so I've decided to take the week off. So they'll have to wait till the following week to come and see me. They can always phone me as well at 250-590-6328.
Wonderful. You enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll get organized and follow your lead.
Well, thank you.
Take care, Janet. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about computers. It's along the same line, the show. We're talking with Tracy Gibson later about kind of your core values and about getting, you know, maybe making some decisions for the fall. We're also been talking about getting organized in the storage area. And Ron Fraser from London Directs is going to help us. I know that we have a show, dedicated to computers, but this is sort of the, you know, essentials for people that don't know a lot here. The back to school, work, starting up, maybe checklist of what we need to buy. How are you, Ron?
I'm good. Thanks, Betty.
Nice to talk to you. Now, you know, it's school. Maybe, you know, you got young kids starting out. Maybe you're starting a business. Maybe you have kids moving away. What kind of sort of essentials do we need to start out with a home office or an equipped desk?
Well, certainly a computer. We start with some type of computer, and that can be anything from a desktop to a laptop to, for some people, a tablet, which would do everything they need to do. It really depends on their needs. And that's something we try to determine right away when a customer comes in. We'll ask a little bit about what their intended use is and then try and narrow that down.
And if maybe your kids are going away, maybe you don't need to upgrade right away. Maybe you can look at options down the road. But I guess servicing is a big thing, too, making sure things are all working if you have an older computer.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, people at this time of year, our service department is very busy because people are going, okay, I'm going to need to use this thing soon. Mm-hmm. So they'll bring it in, make sure there's no viruses on it, get rid of malware, maybe update the storage space if they find they're storing a lot of media on it. So just some of the general tune-up kind of things that we do to get them running at top efficiency are popular right now. And certainly printers. That's right now part of our biggest part of our business right now, because with back to school and university and the need for business, we sell a lot of printers at this time of year to kind of fill that need.
And you have sort of different prices for what someone might need if it's not a, you know, they're not printing a lot, but they need some that aren't over the top expensive?
Yeah, exactly. We have printers. Right now is probably the best time of year for printer prices because they're so popular and it's so competitive. So we have things like $100 printers on for $39 right now. And there is something we always try and educate our customers about, that generally in the cost of printers, the more expensive the printer, the cheaper the cost is to use. So that kind of comes out in discussion when we ask them how much volume they print. If you print a lot, you're not going to be happy if you're buying ink every 2 weeks because it can be expensive. But if you print very infrequently, maybe a $40 printer is all you need, and you'll never notice the fact that, you know, it prints 50 or 60 or 70 pages because your use is so low. So it's not a big deal, but we try and determine that up front.
And you know, if you're, say, moving or at a dorm, all the cords and all the stuff that you need to set up, because maybe you got a TV, you got the thing, you don't even know if you have Wi-Fi, which seems weird this day and age. But, you know, how many essentials and things do you need to bring with you and to hook things up? I mean, it's kind of an industry unto itself.
Yeah, well, technically, I mean, right now, if you knew you had Wi-Fi where you were going and you had a television set and you wanted to do some printing and browsing the internet, you could buy a beautiful little tablet, which is really a small computer with a keyboard attached, so you have some portability. Mm-hmm. You can buy a wireless printer, so there's no wire to hook that printer up. And you can buy something called a Chromecast, a Google Chromecast key, and this plugs into the back of a TV set and will basically let you watch your Netflix or anything you've got on YouTube on the big TV wirelessly. And, I mean, to do something like that, we're talking about $400 for a tablet, $40 for the Chromecast device, and $40 for a printer, and you pretty much have a small office set up.
Wow, there. That's amazing. And gaming, is that also part of that?
Gaming can be, but it's not as big an issue today. People that do gaming are usually using a console device like an Xbox or a PlayStation, or they're buying really high-end computers. We sell laptops that go up to $2,000 and above that are configured specifically for gamers. So certainly those work well for high-end media use as well. But the specifications of them basically mean they're pricey. They use some really high-end hardware.
And I guess if you're doing a lot of work, you want to make sure that your stuff is secure and backed up. What do you suggest to make sure with your pictures and all your work you're doing that you've got some backup for it in case your computer goes down?
That's a great point. The easiest thing to use today, if you have a tablet, a lot of them have a backup routine built in that will back your devices up to your account, to their servers. If you have a regular computer, we sell a device called a click-free drive. Someone may have heard Alan talk about. And it's the easiest thing to use. Anyone can use it. I bought one for my wife. She's not computer literate. You plug it into your computer and it backs absolutely everything up. You unplug it and put it away. Next time you want to do it, you plug it in. You literally touch nothing, and it will save everything for you. And something like that, they started around $100. It's great peace of mind. People store their entire lives on their computer now. I just can't understand when they don't back up. It's usually a reason because it's difficult or they think it's difficult.
Okay, I'm coming to get that one. That is really important.
Yeah.
And we got
another
minute left. Tell us,
sure.
You know, you're traveling, you've got all this expensive stuff. Say you're going through airports and x-rays. What kind of stuff do you put your computer and your laptops, all your stuff in?
Well, you have no worries about x-raying any sort of computer equipment. It's not a problem. It won't cause any damage. There's no issue there. The best thing, though, I could suggest is just a case, a good quality case that has high-density foam in it, because the biggest problem will be it getting bumped around as it gets put through the scanners and so on. So whether that's a little attaché case that holds everything or just the sleeves that are popular that are made out of neoprene, anything that's well-padded and good protection is the most important thing I can suggest.
Ron, you have given us so much great information in a short amount of time. We've got all our problems solved. How do people get a hold of you if they want to come down and get set up for this coming year?
Yeah, we're down at 911 8th Street, London Drugs. Ask anyone in the department. This is our busy time of year, and we're well-staffed for it, so we're ready.
And you know what you're talking about. Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate it. I'm going to come and get that click-free drive. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Tracy Gibson, Inspired Results.
A bottle of 40-year-old scotch, a slow trip across Europe, your very own yoga studio. These are the kinds of things you can enjoy when you retire well. Do you have to be a money genius to get there? No, you just have to know one. GIC Direct. Scouring their Canada-wide network of financial institutions, GIC Direct will get you the highest interest rates on GICs and term deposits. No fees, no catches. You want to retire well? Don't sweat it. GIC Direct it. Learn more now at GICDirect.com or call 592-7707.
Long before social media, there was a social network where people conceived new ideas, techniques, and connected with each other. The Cloth Castle is still part of that social network, inspiring teaching and supplying you with the latest in sewing machines, fabrics, notions, knitting supplies, and classes. It's the place where friends meet, events are enjoyed, and all seams connect. Check out all the newest fabrics, classes, and machines for fall. The Cloth Castle, keeping Victoria sewing since 1969. Open 7 days a week on Goldstream in the heart of the West Shore and clothcastle.com.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. Happening all weekend is the 147th Saanich Fair, also celebrating 100 years of the 4-H Club this year. There's animals and farm exhibits and demonstrations, rides, games, food, entertainment. And you know, the Saanich Fair is Western Canada's oldest agricultural fair. And headlining the main stage tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, the classic Canadian rockers Chilliwack. The Saanich Fair is on all long weekend at the Saanich Fair grounds on Stelly's Crossroad. Lots of parking there, or you can go on the number 75 bus. Greek Fest is also happening right now for its second weekend at the Greek Community Center on Elk Lake Drive near Saanich Commonwealth Place. Lots to see and do and eat there as well. You know, last year more than 30,000 people came through the gates at Greek Fest, organizers expecting even more people this year. Talks have resumed between the province and the BC Teachers Federation after last night's negotiations wrapped up with no deal. The two sides are meeting at a hotel in Richmond right now. Talks restarted yesterday at the request of mediator Vince Reddy. A girl who was in isolation at a hospital in Gatineau, Quebec, has tested negative for the Ebola virus. She came down with a fever after a recent trip to West Africa and is in stable condition and still under observation. Fever is one of the common symptoms of the often deadly virus, which has killed more than 1,500 people so far, the largest Ebola outbreak on record in West Africa. The Public Health Agency of Canada has advised against all non-essential travel to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone for travelers to Nigeria and the Democratic Republic of Congo to take special precautions. A massive sinkhole that swallowed 8 sports cars will not be a permanent fixture at the National Corvette Museum in Kentucky. The board has voted to fill in the hole, which opened up in February. Now, curiosity over the sinkhole revved up attendance and not to mention revenue for the museum in Bowling Green, but board members have decided against preserving a portion of that hole. It's coming up on 1:33, and weather is next.
The season's here. It's finally here.
This year, the heroes of the highway double the workload.
Came through the median, skidded across the road.
As heavy rescue rolls into the Alberta North.
One of the worst highways I've ever played on.
What? What you're doing?
But will fighting on two fronts push them all to the breaking point?
Look out!
An all-new season of Highway Through Hell.
This is the battle zone.
Premieres Tuesday at 7, only on Discovery.
CFAX weather, mainly cloudy today with a chance of showers, a high of 19. A few clouds and a chance of showers overnight, a low down to 11. And for tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers yet again and a high of 19. Right now in downtown Victoria, 16 degrees outside our studios. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
You know how to walk a dog.
Yeah.
But have you ever walked for a dog?
Huh?
You can. Sunday, September 7th, you're invited to the Scotiabank and BC SPCA Paws for a Cause Walk at Clover Point, the walk to fight animal cruelty. The goal? To raise money for animals in our community. So bring your dog, bring your family. Your support could save a life. The Scotiabank and BC SPCA Paws for a Cause Walk. Register online at sbca.bc.ca/walk. Proudly supported by CTV Vancouver Island and CFAX 1070.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. We are talking about our core values. I met Tracy Gibson last month. I'm part of the West Shore Senior Services. And Tracy was there. She's with Inspired Results Group. Leadership, teamwork, and life coaching is what they do. And it was really interesting when she was asking what your core values are. You think you kind of know what they are. And through some simple exercises, we kind of came to them. And I think when you get that gut feeling that something doesn't feel right, it's probably because it's not with your core values. Maybe that's part of it. Tracy's going to talk about that and what they do. How are you, Tracy? Hi, Tracy. How are you? Sorry, I had to have the button down there.
Oh, good. Hi, Patty.
Tracy, it was really an interesting, topic when you came in. And, I think the guys had a harder time than the women. And some of them really had to sort of dig deep and some astounding results from their past that came up that maybe they hadn't thought of.
Yeah, no, it was so great speaking to that group. And I think what I always like to say to people when we talk about values is that your core values really are there. And sometimes it's just like they have been on the bookcase too long and they've collected a little bit of dust and you haven't really looked at them for a while. And then when we start to really become more connected to them, it's like, oh, right, they've always been there. And I think that's what really came up, especially for some of the men in that group that said, oh, I wish that I knew that I had been so, that this was about a values thing rather than me leaving a big executive job because it was the wrong fit. But it was really their values weren't in alignment.
Absolutely. And then moving forward, if you're looking for a job or something else in your life, maybe when something sounds great that comes along, much like your story, you go, wow, I don't think I want that anymore. And it's kind of, you don't know why.
Mm-hmm. And our values become, when we are connected with them and we start sort of really looking at them, they become a bit of our compass. So they allow us to make those decisions and allow us to be able to really say, yeah, this is something that I'd like to do, or this is a relationship I want to be in because it's really aligned with who I am and what my values are. And so when we have that compass, it feels easier to navigate through some of those big life things.
And I think this time of year, we're talking about getting organized and, our computers. The main thing we should get organized is ourselves. And a lot of times people don't think they're valued enough to or valuable enough to put that time into. And really, that's what we need, is to make sure we're running okay to make everybody else happy, including ourselves.
Absolutely. I mean, it's always such a great reminder when you hop on a plane and the first thing they say is, when the airbag comes down, put it on yourself first before you help children or others beside you. And I think that's such a great analogy in terms of life does get busy in September. I mean, our routines get back to sort of the crazy chaos of life again, lots of more activities with the kids. And when, if we're not doing that self-care, if we're not looking at the things that are important for us, then all of a sudden you get to December and wonder why you're so exhausted, you're grumpy, and that things might feel just maybe a little bit more chaotic than you would like to be living.
So walk us through some steps. I know we can't do this whole exercise like we did that day, and if people want to know more, we'll give them that information later if they want to contact you. But what are some of the steps we can, it doesn't just apply to jobs, it can be how you parent or anything else, that we kind of look for those core values. What are some of the questions we can ask our listeners today to ask of themselves?
Yeah, I think one of the big questions that people can ask themselves is, how does this make you feel? How does this situation, how does this experience make you feel? And I think that's always a really good way. It's a great way to touch base with yourself to say, okay, I've just said yes that I want to be on the soccer executive committee. How is this making me feel? Is it making me feel adventurous? Is it making me feel grateful? Is it making me feel joyful? Or is it making me feel really frustrated, angry, any of those kind of things, or just sort of not wanting to do it? And I think when we ask ourselves that question, it's a really good idea. Like, it just starts to get us in touch in terms of, is this an experience that we want to have in our life? And is this aligned with our values? And is it going to make us feel good, I guess.
And is it the right time in my life? Because, there's plenty of time and different times when we need to do things and sometimes when we don't. What else can we ask? I know you say to look back when we were young about who we were?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's sort of asking yourself the question, what was it when you were a child that brought joy into your life? And it's amazing when we tap into that and we look at that. Is, you know, one of the things that I used to love doing as a child is swimming. And as I've gotten older, the water for me has always been maybe a part of my life, but I haven't made it a focal point. But whenever I am near water, whenever I have the opportunity to be in water, I feel joy. I feel lighter. I feel calmer. And so I think when we go back to that question of what brought you joy as a child, it sort of taps into that very, it's that sort of the most uniqueness of you.
We're going to come back in 2 minutes with Tracy Gibson and leave us with one question to ask our listeners they can think about during the break, Tracy.
I just want you to think about what it is, what experiences bring you joy.
All right, back in 2 minutes with Tracy.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
BC's Minister of Education, this is the Honorable Peter Fassbender.
The government and my ministry, and I know BCPC, and I believe the BCTF wants to see this come to a negotiated settlement. We're going to work very hard around the clock to get there.
On the next show, the latest on the BC teacher strike, local news every 15 minutes, and a chance to win free groceries for a year.
Mornings with Al Farabee, weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey guys, I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. If you're looking for something to do, why not enjoy some relaxing jazz music? There's a concert in Beacon Hill Park until 3:30, and then why not head over to the Petting Zoo? And it's the 28th year of Victoria Fringe Theater Festival. These shows are for everyone. This event brings 55 shows from around the globe to 12 venues across the city with a mix of drama, live comedy, spoken word, dance, magic, and musicals. And if you're looking to get away but just can't find the time, the Greek Fest is for you. The entertainment is amazing, the church tours are absolutely beautiful, and the food is delicious. The festival is located out front of Commonwealth Place. More events at cfax1070.com. That is Senior Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market, fresher and tastier than ever.
If you want to cut down on trips to the grocery store, you'll love Fairway Market's case lot sale. Open your Fairway flyer and check out these family pack specials. Fresh boneless and skinless Lilydale chicken breast, just $5.99 a pound. VC grown russet potatoes, just $3.49 for a 10-pound bag. Kraft Dinner, the original mac and cheese, just $8.99 for a 12-pack. Assorted Island Farms ice cream, just $4.99 for a 4-liter pail. Don't miss the Fairway Market case lot sale. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
Crime Stoppers.
Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers has been active in your community for almost 30 years. There have been over 16,000 tips received, which have led to the seizure of almost $31 million worth of property and drugs. Support your local program. Call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or go online at victoriacrimestoppers.com.
Enjoy Victoria, one bite and one sip at a time. In good taste with Kathy Macquarie, Saturdays at 2 on CFAX 1070.
We're back. I'm Patty Mack here with you on Lifestyle every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX 1070. If you want to know more about me or my guests, you can go to my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. And when it comes to joy, I think this radio and the real estate is what brings me joy, helping others and connecting people together. Tracy, what brings you joy?
Oh, I think being around my family actually brings me joy, being outside in nature, and I also, helping my community and giving back to others is a big piece of what brings me joy.
Okay, all that she said, same thing. Tracy Gibson, Inspired Results Group. They are leadership, teamwork, and life coaching. Tell us about your journey because, you know, how you got into doing this for a living, kind of you had to go through these exercises yourself.
Yeah, it was really important. I had to do a whole bunch of this work. And when I did start doing this work, what was really interesting is I went into, they started getting us to do this these exercises. And at first, I went into this huge panic because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not connected. I don't know my core values at all. And it was really upsetting because it's sort of like, how could I not know what my core values are? And then when I started doing the work and sort of going through things and understanding what they were and unveiling them, and really, again, like I said before, it's that dusting off. They were always there, and it was amazing for me to be reconnected with them so that I could choose to live my life in a values, you know, aligned with my values versus living my life sort of always in a constant struggle.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think a lot of people that haven't done these kind of exercises, you know, you think, oh, what is this stuff? I don't know if it would work. But I saw so many people that day that really got it, and it really explained a lot of things. Give us a couple more tips here in how we can find those values and use them in our lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, checking in with yourself is great. Asking others, and I think asking others sometimes to reflect back to us is also another great way to say, do you think I'm sort of in alignment with my values, or do you see what my values are? Sometimes that reflection really helps. We also have a course. A workshop taking place in October called Create Your Inspired Life. And this is going to be a great workshop to really start that exploration. And at the end of that workshop, you really walk away with, okay, I've identified how I want to feel, what my core values are, and what are the actions that I need to take to really move in that direction.
And tell us some stories about people that you sort of help get unstuck and how they've used that in their lives to improve different areas.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think that's the biggest joy for me in my work is seeing that that transformation and that shift and that change. And I think one of the examples that I have is a woman that we've worked with who was really not enjoying her career anymore. She was becoming unpassionate about it. She didn't want to be doing it any longer, wasn't really sure what she wanted to do. And I recently saw her the other day, and she took our workshop in January and has been doing some one-on-one coaching. And what I saw was this light, passionate person who has now rediscovered what it is that she wants to do and knows that she can go after it and it's not as scary. I mean, there are some fears that come with a new project or a new job or whatever it is, but she's feeling like she can do it and that it's what she wants to do, and she's passionate about this new path that she's going on. And so to see that transformation from somebody who was not very happy, not super motivated, kind of stuck, didn't know where to go, to somebody now who is like, you know, watch out world, here I come, is pretty amazing. And she's living that life now that she wants to live.
And how do you connect with people? By phone, in person, some of your seminars? How does your Inspired Results group deal with people?
We all sorts. I mean, we do a lot of our conversations, our coaching conversations would happen on the phone, which makes it really easy for people. They can do it in their office, in their home, sitting outside on their deck, whatever makes them feel comfortable. Of course, if somebody is here in Victoria and they'd like to do one-on-one face-to-face coaching, of course we're able to do that. And then we do have a number of different workshops that we facilitate, and people can look for all of the information on our about our workshops on our website at inspiredresultsgroup.com.
What are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making when they're trying to make decisions in life?
I think the biggest mistake that sometimes happens is that we stay inside of our head and we don't get out. And so we stay inside of our head by ourselves. We come up with a lot of worst-case scenarios. Our gremlins are loud and sort of take over. And I think sometimes what people can do is that when we stop talking inside of our head and when we have a conversation that is with no judgment, with no agenda, that allows somebody to have the space to really talk about that issue, it allows them to see it differently and to move ahead differently than if they had just stayed in their head.
And, you know, I deal with a lot of boomers, seniors, and moving and on the show. And I think that's why it's great to have people like you on, Tracy, that no matter what area or stage of life we're in, you know, you can always make it better. There's always options.
Absolutely. And there's always, I really believe that there's always a solution, and we all have choices to do the things that we want to do and to live the life that we want to live. And when we accept that it is our choice, that we can make that choice for ourselves, then really the world is wide open for us, and you can sort of chase after your dreams in whatever way you want to do it.
And Tracy, that's why someone like yourself helps, because we have the answers within us, but somehow the questioning and the way you maneuver help us discover that. And it's like, wow, that aha, silly Oprah phrase happens, right?
Absolutely. I am such a believer that we all have everything we need inside of us. It's just sometimes things get a little foggy. We're not able to see through the fog quite so clearly, and maybe we're just not connected to who we really want to be and who we are. And so then making those decisions becomes a little bit just maybe not as comfortable and maybe not as easy and maybe not so clear. So absolutely.
Tracy Gibson from Inspired Results Group. You can find her on the website, or you can find her through me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope people will look for their core values and use those going forward.
Thanks so much, Patty. Have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, too. We come back talking to Hillary Lewis from the Rams alumni.
If you're like me, you've probably done some estate planning and maybe have a will. But have you taken the next step? At Royal Oak Burial Park, they encourage pre-planning of final arrangements. Why not take a few minutes to visit Royal Oak Burial Park in person to get their no-pressure, pre-planning advice and free information packages? Royal Oak Burial Park is the right choice to pre-plan your cemetery or cremation arrangements. On the web, too, at robp.ca. What are you waiting for?
Hello?
You don't know me, but I know your husband.
What?
He's been doing things you might find, frankly, a little upsetting.
Excuse me?
He's been throwing his juice cartons in the trash!
But Mike would never do that!
Yeah, he did! And I'm sorry to tell you! Just keep an eye on him.
Who is this?
Oh, call me O.J. Carton.
Every juice carton you don't recycle says something about you. Return it. It's worth it.
The Source is the place for back-to-school laptops. And this weekend, when you buy any new laptop at The Source, we'll throw in the printer. Free. That's amazing if a new laptop is on your back-to-school list. Get an HP DeskJet Wireless all-in-one inkjet printer. Free. Even if you're not going back to school, buy any new laptop and get the free HP printer. Now till Sunday, only at The Source and thesource.ca. See website for details. The Source. I want that. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Silent but deadly. Whatever you do, do not let it get on your roof.
You won't ever have to worry about moss growth again. Give your roof its best defense against moss growth with Thompson Roof Treatment. Thompson's exclusive program will ensure that your cedar or asphalt roof is free of moss. Treat your roof with Thompson Roof Treatment every 2 to 3 years, and you'll also be protecting your roof's warranty. Moss, it's lurking out there, and it must be stopped. Call Thompson Roof Treatment, 385-3124.
You're listening to Lifestyle. I'm Patty Mack, here every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX 1070. We're talking about a lot of stuff, back to school and all the good things that come with the change of season. One of those things is sports, and in Victoria we have lots of it and lots of volunteers who help out. Mount Doug Rams football has been a passion of mine, my kids, and that again is starting out this September. And Hillary Lewis and Jack Lewis have been team managers and huge supporters of the team. We're going to have a big dance coming up, and we're going to tell you some ways you can get some tickets for that. How are you, Hillary?
I'm great. Thanks, Patty.
Now, you know, this past week or two, we've had a lot of the alumni, a lot of the kids that were at Mount Doug last year go on to different schools, including your son. Tell us where Julian is.
Well, Julian's with the University of Manitoba Bisons.
And how many kids went with him from Mount Doug?
There are 4 that went this year and 3 that are there already. So there's 7 kids from Mount Doug there right now.
And tell us where else some of the kids have gone, Hillary.
Well, your son's gone to UBC with Marcus Davis and his brother Terrell.
Yep.
And then we've got Callum Duke's gone to the Dinos in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And Armin Purewell is at Western along with Brian Dowds. And we've got, a number. I think we've got about 17 kids right now, at the minimum, maybe more, who are currently playing at different university teams on scholarship.
Isn't that amazing? You know, if you go to Vancouver, other schools, they have huge fields. You know, they're some of the private schools, some with the, you know, great support systems. And Mount Doug Rams is a volunteer program that is like a fine oiled machine that has such wonderful people behind it that do it. Really, it's not always about winning, even though that has been the byproduct. It's really about sportsmanship and raising fine young men.
Well, absolutely. And I think a lot has to do with the fact that we do have the same volunteer coaches all the way through minor football, through the Renegades, through high school, Spartans out in the West Shore. Like, we've been really lucky, you know, to have all these feeder schools into good high school programs. We've got Belmont, Spectrum now. And these are all volunteers. We don't have any paid coaches. And so, you know, we've had to really step up as a community to support these teams.
Right. And we were talking before with Tracy Gibson about this time of year, and you know, if you are asked to volunteer different things, you know, when the time is right for you, there are some wonderful things to get involved in. And you and Jack and really did in a big way with the Rams, and we're continuing as a parent group, because not only were our kids great friends, the adults have become friends, and we want to help support the teams coming up. So we've organized a dance that you had last year, and it's mm-hmm. going to be an indoor tailgate party. Tell us some of the details about the dance.
Sure, and this is, I think, our fourth dance over the last few years. So it's Saturday, September the 20th, and it's at the Burt Richmond Hall, which some people know as the Little Red Barn, and it's up just sort of among the ball fields up at Lambrick, right by the Gordon Head Rec Center. And so thanks to you, we have a great theme that you came up with, the tailgate party. And so that's going to be an indoor, inside tailgate party. So we have a great band. They're a local band called Cooler, starts with a K. Mm-hmm. And Tim Rudd is one of those members, and I've known Tim for years. And it's a great band that plays a lot locally, a lot of hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
DJ, you'd like to watch us dance. We're going to get our groove thing on.
Well, I don't know if anyone's going to really like that. But yes, we'll be out there dancing and having fun.
And there's going to be great food, because Crumsby's, of course, is going to set up on the tailgate with sliders and all kinds of good food.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there'll be a 50-50 and a silent auction. And actually this morning I got a few great people involved for the silent auction as well. Some sponsors I'm really pleased that are coming on board. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're planning to put up pennants for all the players, as we've done previously. And in addition, this year we're going to include all the alumni as well, who have moved on and put pennants up with their team colors. And yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun and a great way to raise some funds.
Yeah, and people love football, you know, the season starting, whether it's NFL or school or whatever it is. And, you know, you can kind of put your garb on. You don't have to worry about being too fancy. It's something to look forward to, because once school starts, it's kind of fun to have a, you know, an event to look forward to. September 20th, you don't have to be part of Mount Doug or anything. Just want to have fun and support the team. How much the tickets?
Tickets are $20. And absolutely, we want everyone to come out. Our last dance, I think we had about 30 people who had nothing to do with Mount Doug football, and they had a blast. They just happened to know other people or had heard about it in the community. So we just want as many people out as we can get.
Yeah, it's a fun group. And the silent auction stuff, unbelievable. And, you know, with Christmas coming up, you can really get a lot of things that you're going to be able to use for your presents.
Oh, absolutely. And I find that with silent auctions, it's a great way to do your shopping all in one spot there, and support a cause while you're at it, too.
Because they're all so busy dancing and such that they forget to go bid. No, that's not the idea.
No, we push them in there.
So tell us what the money goes towards.
Well, there's a huge expense for teams on the island, especially for teams at a competitive level like Mount Doug. And I think you mentioned they've been the number one team in the country the last couple of years. And
in the country?
In the country, yeah, number one. This year now we're tied, but we've been the number one team. And so when you think, you know, you sort of rose from pretty substandard sources, you know, like you say, the fields and everything are a bit limited. And so this team really came out. And because of that, there's a lot of traveling involved. There's not a lot of teams to play on the island. And so, you know, the ferry, the buses, like the travel is so expensive. And because we were managers for years, it's shocking to see what it costs just to go over and come back for one day.
So this will all go towards that. Okay, yeah, so if people want to know everything more, they can contact me through my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com or pattymack@shaw.ca. Please contact us. The tickets are $20. It's September 20th. It's going to be lots of fun. And it is a great group of people, and you're going to support a wonderful cause. Thank you so much, Hillary, and all the best. I know you're missing your guy, but he's doing great stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, TJ. And until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.